From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Five police officers dead in Dallas.
We're hurting. Our profession is hurting.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown describing the emotions not only affecting his police department and the city they are sworn to protect, but perhaps the country as well.
All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness.
Dallas police say three suspects are in custody and a fourth is dead hours after snipers killed five police officers during a coordinated attack on a peaceful demonstration. Seven officers and two civilians were wounded in the ambush. U.S. media outlets have identified the dead suspect as a 25-year-old man who lived in the Dallas suburb of Mesquite and formerly served in the U.S. Army Reserves. VOA is withholding the name pending confirmation from authorities. That suspect was actually killed by a bomb that had been detonated by police via a robot. Now, this came after police tried negotiating with the suspect.
Other options would have exposed our officers to grave danger. The suspect is deceased as a result of detonating the bomb.
Chief Brown said that suspect told a police negotiator that he wanted to kill white people, especially white police officers. The attack occurred Thursday evening during a protest against the killing of two black men by white police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana. U.S. President Barack Obama called the shootings a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack.
I'd ask all Americans to say a prayer for these officers and their families. Keep them in your thoughts. And as a nation, let's remember to express our profound